You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. When President Trump landed at Beale Air Force Base in Northern California Saturday, reporters and photographers were standing by in case he made some comments there. He did not, but you can see Andrew Nixon's photo of the president's arrival on our website. And CAP Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler was there. Ben continued to monitor the visits to California and the comments that continued related to the wildfire. So this was President Trump, California Governor Jerry Brown, Governor-elect Gavin Newsom, and others. And Ben's with me to talk more about this. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Beth.
So this could have been quite a prickly visit, considering California's outspokenness about the president and vice versa, especially the tweets about the wildfire management.
The barbs have flown fast and furious over the last couple of years between California, Democrats, and President Trump in Washington. And Gavin Newsom in particular has really not shied away from Trump. In fact, Trump has mostly picked on Newsom more than he has picked on Brown. And so we were all wondering what it was going to be like. And then we found out on Friday that Brown and Newsom would join President Trump for the tour. Then we found out Saturday morning they would greet him on the tarmac at Beale Air Force Base when Air Force One landed. And then we found out that they were going to ride the Marine One helicopter with him, ride in the motorcade with him, and ride on Air Force One when they flew down from Northern California to Southern California to see the Woolsey fire damage down there. So all in all, the three men spent about 7 hours together they may have had breaks in between, maybe a little bit of private time, but that's a long stretch of time for three people who probably in their heart of hearts don't have high opinions of each other.
The mayor of Paradise, Jody Jones, just described the president as being shocked by what he saw. And later, when I asked her what this might mean, the president's visit, she said, faster, bigger disaster relief, you know, more in terms of emergency support. So in that light, what did this weekend mean and what direct results are we seeing?
I'm going to let Jerry Brown answer that question because I think he put it quite well when he and the president and the governor-elect addressed reporters in Malibu Saturday afternoon.
We are going to have to learn a lot more about nature, about the wind, about the fire potential, about how to build, how not to build, how to escape, what measures of protection we can build in. And it's not going to be cheap, but I think we have to carefully really look into the facts here and take all that we learn and apply it going forward. And of course, I won't have to do that. Mr. Newsom will do that.
So. Thanks for the baton. Yeah.
And the governor also said, look, the shock of all this, and you use the word shock, Beth, so I think it's fair. The shock of all this is going to heighten our focus and attention and also our cooperation.
There is some discussion about funding in the farm bill. At this point, that's somewhat undefined.
The president said $500 million in the farm bill. He also said more broadly, which I take to mean nationwide, not just these two fires. The farm bill is supposedly coming up for a vote in the lame duck session of Congress. You could ask Ken Rudin about that when he's on the show a little later this hour, because that's not the Capitol that I cover. But so my understanding is in the lame duck session of Congress, and this is maybe a new provision, but I could not tell you a thing else about that because I reached out to the White House and I also reached out to the office of Doug LaMalfa, the congressman from the North State who sits on the Agriculture Committee, and I've not heard back with any details from any of them. So we are, you know, look, sometimes the president just says, you know, we'll come out and say something and his aides have to figure out what he's referring to. It seemed like he knew something. But we don't know the details about it. So it doesn't seem like this was just pulled out of his back pocket, but maybe it was not fully cooked and negotiated and ready to be announced. So we'll have to wait and see what materializes. Context, though, $500 million nationwide for forest management maintenance. I don't know how much of that comes to California, and I don't know what does come to California, how far that gets California.
It does seem like there was urgency pretty quickly in those initial campfire remarks. The president said, I don't think we'll have this again to this extent, but we have to work quickly. Obviously, he's being optimistic there, and he listed maintenance, management, and environmental groups all working together. All of that costs money. With all that said, he's going to have to interact and interface more with the governor-elect. So whatever that relationship is or needs to be with Gavin Newsom is critical right now.
It is. And it was interesting to hear Gavin talk about the relationships that they had built. I found out, I asked around ahead of time. So Newsom had never met Trump before Saturday. Brown and Trump had met once when Brown was mayor of Oakland in the 2000s. I guess there were some potential casino negotiations. And according to a Politico article from a few years back, Brown flew on Trump's jet from Palm Springs to Oakland. But there's, you know, we'll hear from Trump a little bit and Newsom a little bit in whatever order you'd like, Beth. But you can, you know, they both had praise for each other in the end on Saturday.
Let's jump ahead to the moment when the president was talking about Gavin Newsom. In fact, in the context of this comment, there was a hug, actually.
Yeah, the hug heard round the state. Let's listen.
Well, I think we've developed a very good relationship. I've known Jerry for a long time, but I think we got closer today than we could ever get over the last 20 years. And Gavin, I've just met and I've heard terrific things. And I think we've developed a great relationship. We have to work together. This is a very big problem, and we have to solve this problem. And I know that we're going to work together. I have no doubt. Come here. I have no doubt. Right? Yeah. We're going to get it done. We have really an obligation.
Absolutely.
I think we have an obligation.
Absolutely.
We don't really have a choice. We have to get it done. Yep. And we're going to be working together very closely.
Trump extended his hand. Newsom took it. Trump pulled him in for a little hug. And Newsom clapped the president on the back. And it was a little awkward. But look, more than 70 people dead. Nearly 14,000 structures destroyed in these two fires. Who the heck cares about awkward?
Yeah, and whatever the body language, the tenor, the tone, you know, how important really is it in the end? There will be a new governor, and I think this is the time to hear some of what he had to say, because his leadership role in light of California's mega fire future could be more deciding than any other decision he makes.
If you've smelled the air in California, and if you've seen the devastation that this has caused, and you know what's to come with yet another debate over wildfire liability at the state capitol, because the bill passed a couple of months ago creates one set of rules for the 2017 fires that PG&E found liable for, another set for 2019, set of rules on liability from 2019 and on was silent about 2018. And that means there's going to be most likely another big debate coming this year. So given all of that in totality, that is a huge issue that the legislature, the next legislature, which will be Democratic supermajorities in both chambers, and the next governor, a Democrat likely to the left of Jerry Brown, will be debating front and center.
All right. Let's listen now then to a comment by Gavin Newsom.
There's no politics being played here. The president signed that emergency declaration immediately, and I cannot impress upon all the folks here how grateful I am for the conversations we've had, private, not just public, over the course of the last few hours, in terms of the expectation going forward that the federal government's not just going to be here today with all of you, but tomorrow and over the course of the next few years as we rebuild.
One more point. You and I haven't used the words climate change, but that's what's implied here. And it's been such an important mission for Governor Jerry Brown. Maybe some sort of coming together of the science, the information. And even though, again, the federal government and the state government have at times been so far apart on this issue of climate change, where might we go from here?
Well, there was an exchange with reporters on Air Force One that I didn't pull the tape for this segment of, but Trump suggested that on climate change that they're, you know, they have differences of opinion, but maybe not as far apart as people think. I don't really know what that means, but he just left it dangling out there. Both Brown and Trump kind of hinted that it didn't really come up for too much discussion. They kind of just, it seemed like everyone, again, best behavior, trying not to pick at those scabs necessarily, but you know, we'll certainly see. I did notice that Jerry Brown, a couple of times when asked about forest management, broadened it out and said, look, we're going to have to look at all of these different factors. I think if we're open and we look at the facts, there's, you know, forest management and the drought and climate change. He didn't always use those words because climate change could have driven the conversation in a different direction. But something to keep in mind, the governor really tried to pull the discussion out more broadly than the president did.
I think we have one more piece of sound. And this is Governor Brown on Face the Nation.
Yes, he taped it Saturday night, ran yesterday morning, and he was asked about, given all those presidential tweets about the potential not giving California federal funding if there's not adequate forest maintenance, if the president viewed getting the federal funding showing that the president might be backing down a bit.
Yes. So that's a big, big win. The president not only has signed a presidential declaration giving California substantial funding, but he said and pledged very specifically to continue to help us, that he's got our back.
All right, Ben. Well, there's much more to say about it. The people in Finland are talking about the president's comments to rake and clean the forest floor. And so social media has made a lot of jokes. Make America rake again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they even the president of Finland is somewhat disputing whether the conversation that the president made actually happened between them. Needless to say, it's bigger than a statewide or national stage. It is an international stage right now, and that needs to lead to different answers.
We will see what happens in the coming days, weeks, months, really years. I'm sure that at some point Trump and Newsom will clash. We'll see if federal funding gets in the way on that, or if there's always just gonna, at times like this, you end up, as Newsom said, no politics, and you just get the money into the people who need it.
All right, Ben, thanks so much for your reporting.
You're welcome.
Glad you were in today. That is Cap Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler. There is much more fire coverage at capradio.org, and our fire coverage will continue after a short break. This is Insight on Cap Radio.